Clovis Hall Vovah Shachar HaBitochon, Wednesday afternoon, Yud Zayin of the Beis, and this will be until after Pesach. Yud Zayin of the Beis, Tav Shinayin Dalet, Shachar HaBitochon. Okay, we're learning, well, it's a little, a few seconds early, we're learning Clovis Hall Vovah Shachar HaBitochon, we're in Perek Dalet, going through the seven areas of applied bitachon. That's what this perek is about, applied bitachon. And number one was about money, basic sustenance. Number two was about earning wealth beyond basic sustenance. Number three was relationships with all the relationships a person has in his or her life. And we're up to number four and five. We're in the middle of number four. He's talking about mitzvahs and how to apply bitachon with doing mitzvahs. And he presented his shita. He said he's a little nervous, but he hopes, Be'ezus Hashem, he's not making a mistake and not teaching something wrong. He breaks up a person's bechira. The big difference is it's bechira. Number four is mitzvahs that only involve a person himself or herself, doesn't involve anyone else. And number five is mitzvahs that involve someone else, let's say giving tzedakah, bikur cholim, doing chesed, it involves another person. We're in the middle of number four, and he put down that the major philosophical, pragmatic, major difference in that a person has bechira, and Hashem doesn't mix in, so to speak. I say so to speak because we don't understand. Hashem can't not mix in, really. This is the old question, can Hashem make a rock that he can't pick up? Right? So can Hashem does that. Bechira shuts out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the way we relate to it. I have free will. I'm free to choose. What the Chovetz Chaim says, though, is that and after he says it, it sounds very, very logical. He says, that's only in regarding the choice. I make a choice. He actually splits it into two. We had various pshatim, what the two are. Considering the choice, making a final decision, or making a choice and implementing the choice, or making a plan how to implement it. Not just saying, I want to get up tomorrow morning to daven. So I want to get up earlier than I usually do, but you have to have a game plan. Or it just means the first is the hachlota to do it, and the second one is, how are you going to do it? Hakaponim, for our purposes, we don't really have to review the nuances of the two. The point is, I make a decision, and that's me. And if you say, I'm just going to go my merry way, and whatever mitzvahs, like you should about parnasa. Let's say after you do your hishtadlus, you say, look, whatever money I'm supposed to have, I'll have. And remember the Chovetz Chaim Vovah held, this is more of a chiddush than this, I think, that hishtadlus to acquire wealth doesn't exist. There's no such thing. You'll have the money you're supposed to have, or you won't have the money you're supposed to have. And that's it. Hishtadlus is only up to the point of substance level. Living, that's your hishtadlus. You're not allowed to commit suicide. You have to earn enough money to make ends meet. You have to earn enough money for your needs, not for your wants. Now, again, it's as clear as it sounds, but of course when you come down to real life, then you start saying, well, what's a need and what's a want? What's air conditioning? What's a dishwasher? What's a guest room? What's a svarim room? What's having a car? In America we'd say, what's having two cars? So it's not clear, and there's no answer, and you have to talk it over with someone and see where it's coming from. If it's coming from a need, a real need, some people have a very labor-dicker children. I know in Muncie, through Hashgacha Pratis, we did nothing. We acquired the whole downstairs of the house I was renting. It emptied out, and the landlord, for a very reasonable fee, said he'd rent it out to us. And then, from then on, everybody went downstairs to play. It made a huge difference in our lives. made a huge difference. It made a difference in the running of the household, in the serenity of the household, in the, like, the neighbors wanted to know where all the screaming went, you know. Downstairs. I'll tell you even a funny story, you know, we gutted, the apartment I'm living in now was a wreck. So we gutted it, and I borrowed money, we gutted it, and we redid it. And there was a shaila, I forgot what the shaila was. Either to have a bathroom off the master bedroom, like an extra bathroom, or something else. I don't remember what it was. Like, that was the choice with the architect. So I remember my wife had a friend, I'm saying this over because of the lashon. She says, it's going to make a difference in your life. You're not going to have... We had two bathrooms besides it. A small one with just a toilet, and a larger one with a bath and a sink and all the tchotchkes, all the medicines and everything. But they said, she said, listen to me, make a small bathroom off the master bedroom with a shower, no bath, with a shower. It's going to change your life. Like, some lotion like that's going to change your life. And my wife said afterwards, it did. It really, it's like a whole... You're not fighting with the kids. You're not, you know, you have your own private. So, my point is, you know, just to say you can work up to the point of need doesn't really tell us what to do on a practical everyday level, because people have different needs, and what's a need for one person is moisturous luxury for another person. So we can only learn the principle, and the application you have to figure out. And again, the principle of the Chavis HaLadavos is that Hishtadlus only is an absolute must, but only to the point of making ends meet. Past that, you're going to have what you're going to have. Remember, we're talking netto. Mm-hmm. We're not talking brutto. You can earn $1 million, and then your kid needs braces, and the dentist gets rich. Not here, we have Dr. Levy. Okay, but in Bechira, that's mamish, that's your area, and you decide, and Hashem doesn't mix in. The third, but then comes the implementation of your decision. He said, that's up to Hashem, right? Because anything we do, it's only the kernel of the decision, and whatever he meant by the second stage, but the actual implementation of giving the... Well, now he's talking about of being able to daven, of actually doing what you decided. He says that's you need Hashem's help, and that's Hashem, and that's not up to you. And if Hashem feels favorably towards you, then you'll carry out what you wanted, and you'll get schar for that also. So we said, why will you get schar for that if that's not part of my bechira? It's Hashem. So we said because it'll happen as a result of your bechira, and as Hashem will enable it to happen, you get schar because it actually happened. You helped the person, or you did daven, or you did learn, you did daven, and it happened, and that is as a result. Like you caused the ripple effect. You made it happen by wanting it, so Hashem allowed it to materialize. So that's the Chavis HaLadavos. And he says the same as with an Aveira. And we talked about, because the Gemara really says if we know a person is determined to do an Aveira and he's done it before, it's not just some crazy thought that popped into his or her head, but he did it before and he's going to do it again, then you get an Aveira even for wanting, you get punished for your Bechira Bara, even though again the implementation is another step that's up to Hashem. So that's what he said, and that was his chiddush. And then we're up to, I don't know, you have to, Avomar Sheroy Liftoch Olov, who Gemar Maisa Avodav. So you have to be talking. I'm relying on Hashem that I will be able to, that I will get up early. I planned it, and I made the decision, and I even made a game plan, how it's going to happen. Now it's up to Hashem. If Hashem wants, I'm not going to hit the alarm clock. If Hashem wants, the electricity in the house will go off, and you have an electric alarm clock, and that's it, right? The time is off. You're not going to, you're going to sleep through. And b'chadoyme, so that's up to Hashem. Achar, b'chirosa, after you chose to do it, b'leiv shalem, Hashem knows if you really want to do it, or you just, I'd like to do it, I wish I would do it, right? I got a shul full of men who would like to learn more. They would like to, you know, but b'leiv shalem, b'ne'emon, he uses very strong, powerful words, v'naskama, v'hishtadlus, b'bar leva, with purity of heart, v'kavona l'shmo ha'godol, and you mean it l'shma, not to get kavod and not to for people to see you. If you, you know, if then Hashem will bring it about, and that's what we have to have bitachon. In other words, the area of bitachon, just to say it in one sentence, the area of bitachon in number four is I'm relying on Hashem that my bechira will materialize, that my bechira will be carried out. So let's talk up to Hashem. If you have bechira, if you have bitachon in the first two areas of the decision-making process, he says you're a fool, you're a fool, you're a fool, and you don't understand anything. You don't understand how you don't understand what these things are. There's no bitachon there. You can't say I am sitting and I'm whatever mitzvahs you say, whatever money Hashem sends my way, that's fine. That you can say if you do your hishtadlus. You say whatever mitzvahs come my way, I'm going to do. And if they don't come my way, so I'm just trusting in Hashem. I'm relying on Hashem. That's foolish and evil. But so the applied bitachon of number four on the list is relying on Hashem that it will materialize, that your choice will materialize. And you have to daven, because it's not simple. We've all had good plans and good intentions. And maybe sometimes it's our own fault, because we delayed and delayed and delayed till it was too late. But that's what he's saying. You have Leif Shalem, Ne'amon, Haskoma, Ishtadlus, Babar Leivav, B'kavona L'shmo HaGadol, and you daven, you ask Hashem, and that's how he explains many psukim and tehillim, which would seem to be a contradiction to the concept of Bechira. So he's going to say, no, what David HaMelech was davening, he's going to explain. David HaMelech davened for two things, he's going to say. One is that he not have any extraordinary obstacles in his path when he goes to do a mitzvah. And B, that his good bechira indeed happens, materializes, is miskashem. We have to daven to Hashem. Lazar osanu bo. If you don't find it in the Shemona Esrei, so you could say it in Tehillim, or you can talk to Hashem anytime during the day. Lazar osanu bo, to help us, ulahoros osanu olav, and to guide us that it indeed be carried out. Kamosha kosu, but now he quotes a bunch of psukim in Tehillim. Hadricheni ba'amitecho v'lhamdeni, v'amar hadricheni b'nesiv mitzvosecho, v'amar derech emuna b'chorti, v'amar dovakti be'idvosecho Hashem, al tevisheni, don't make me be embarrassed, v'amar al talzum mipi dvarem esad miyod, kilo mishpadechi yicholti, v'chol zeraya, shebechiroso haya b'maiso avoda. David HaMelech already chose what to do. Achis palal el ho'alokim, he was davening al shnei dvarem for two things. Echad mehem liyached levavol ulechazek bechiroso ba'avodoso ba'archokas tirdoso olam milibo ve'enov, that you can daven for. Don't bring me a nesayon. Don't make it hard for me. Don't throw obstacles in my way. Nesayon. Don't make my life a life of tirdos that I can't focus on avodas Hashem. So he says, you're not davening for Bechira. There's no point in davening for Bechira. It's up to you. Davening to remove obstacles that would ruin it. You shouldn't have other things, other distractions, stopping you from where you want to be. Galeinai babitan aflos mitoro secha. Haverainai mera oshov. Hatlibi aleit vosecha. Vadomalam. All of these psukim, even though they may sound like, and at first glance, it certainly sounds like he's davening to what we know as Bechira. So what's he davening for? So number one is he's davening for the Siyata Dishmaya of not getting distracted, not having the Sionos. V'hasheni, that it should be implemented, that it should materialize. L'chazek evorov al hashlamas hamaisim b'avodoso, that his evorim be ready and willing and able to incorporate his good bechira. Sometimes it's karuch in a lot of energy. He should have that energy. So he's davening that the mitzvah should indeed be implemented. Pasheni lachazek evar bal hashlamas amasim ba'avol dosa v'humah she'omar hadricheni b'nesiv mitzvah secha so'odeni v'ivosheya v'harbe kamol v'ani osu levoy rufani mafsidi hachelek hazeh. What spoils this bitachon, this trust in Hashem to have the mitzvahs be carried out, v'ufani hashlamosa, and how to overcome that, v'aderech hanachona bo be'ezus Hashem. He's going to do that later on in Shar HaBitachon. So that concludes number four. Number one was applied bitachon in making just enough money. Making money, doing hishtadlus to make ends meet for needs, not for wants. Number two was the money beyond that. Number three was relationships, and number four was applied bitachon in the area of mitzvahs. Now number five is very, very similar to number four in most respects. It adds a nekuda that you have to keep in mind when you're doing mitzvahs that involve other people, whether it's chesed or tzedakah or achnas asarichim. You're doing something with someone else. Avol perish achelik achamishi, which is v'uchobas o'evorim asher to'alton, the to'elus of doing the mitzvah, the nizgon of not doing the mitzvah, misabros are carried through el zula, so to someone else. Kitztaka, v'amayser, v'limud hachochma, teaching people insights that you've learned, you teach it to someone else, that's a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah involving someone else. The tzavos betov, giving musar, giving tochacha, people are doing something wrong, v'hezoher mahara, u'lohoshiv ha'amunos, if someone trusted you, they gave you a pikodon, as a shemechina, maybe as a shemesachar, or they lent you money, you keep that faith. Ulahaster hasod, keep a secret. He's talking really menschliche things. Uladaber tov, ulasos hatov, the kibud avos, the hachna, the ikana harishom el avokim. You do what you can to make sure that the goyim, that the rishoyim are subservient to the Ribono Shel Olam. The horos bnei odom darkei tovoso, teaching people about Hashem, v'lachmol aniyehem. V'lerachem aleihem, v'lizbol cherposom, k'shemeir osom alo avoda, u'miyachel osom, u'miyiram b'gmul v'onesh. So don't get put off by past history where other people might have gotten yelled at or mocked. Maybe you're going to have the key that will open the person's heart. Every person is different, every person talks different, every person has a different influence to be had. He scares them. Now they don't do that nowadays, but there's no problem with it. So what does bitachon mean? How do you apply bitachon when it comes to doing mitzvahs that involve someone else? And how is it different than number four? Ofana yosha habitachon b'zeh sheyiyah ha'odam tzofein b'levavo. Again, he should desire kol ha'masim ha'elu, all these good deeds, v'hadom alohem, or anything similar. V'yivchar asosam, he should choose to do them. V'yisabe v'alem kvi yecholto, he should do whatever hishtadlus is necessary to go do the mitzvah. Kvi mashek damlu b'chelek revi'i mechiyuv ha'bechira oleinu. Just like we said in the fourth item, that's the Chiyah Bechira, the Skarvel HaLokim Bilbad. Lo Likno Shem V'Kovod Beinehem. You see, this is really the Knesh, that here you have more to overcome. You have to do it like in Shar Yichud HaMaisa mode. You don't want their thanks, and you don't want their Kovod, and you don't want their praise or their holding you up as an example. You don't want any of that. You're not doing it for that. And you express it and you try hard that you should be. Oh no, the Chazal Bava says very singular Shita. throughout the whole Sefer, he keeps repeating how the greatest deeds are the deeds that are done anonymously. Because, as the Sefer says in its name, it's a Chovos HaLevavos. And to do a mitzvah anonymously takes a lot of kochos hanefer. You can see, you know, a person thinks, I'm doing everything lishma, but I'm a good Jew, I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to do it. And then, yeah, you're alone. No one's watching. It's a different struggle. It's a totally different struggle. So, that's one thing. So Chazal stresses that, he stresses that throughout the Sefer. He's talking about do things anonymously, try not to let people know. So then you have the comeback, but if you let people know, then they'll emulate you, and they'll also give tzedakah, and that's why people call out how much tzedakah they're giving, because then the others will give tzedakah. Okay, so someone has to make these decisions. Certainly they have some truth to it. The question is how much, and certainly, you know, we give an awful lot of kavod to people who give an awful lot of tzedakah. The second thing the Chovos HaLevavos stresses, and he says this really quite a few times throughout the Sefer, and it's really a Maritik Chiddush we have ourselves, I think, in the morning and Sundays, and that is, there is something to be said, like I want the Beis HaMikdash to be built. I want to bring karbonos. I want to do yovel. A person should really desire those things. And now you'll understand. The Chavilah says, if you really do, you'll get scars if you did it. Because, and now you understand that, now you're learning in this parak, because really that's all I ever do. Anything that I would get credit for is always my desire, my choice, my decision, my desire. If Hashem decided there should be no Beis HaMikdash now, it's like, what do you want from me? You know, but I want it, and I want it badly, and I want it enough that if there was a Beis HaMikdash, I would taka go do it. So you get choked up with a credit for all those mitzvahs and all those averus you avoided. That's what Chovos HaLevavos. Because that desire, that choice, the choice, the desire, the I wish I could, not whew, I don't have to, but I wish I could, and truly. So you get schar. So that also comes about because that's all you ever got schar for. That's all you ever got schar for, according to the Chovos HaLevavos. A kuponim is this chelek haravi. He's working hard and he's trying. He says so. That's the same as number four. There's other people involved here. So I'm relying on Hashem, meaning it's not playing a role that other people are aware of what I'm doing. My trust and my reliance on Hashem is so total that it doesn't affect me at all that other people are aware of what I'm doing. And I try to hide it. Lo lik no shame, v'kovet b'neim, v'lo l'kavel sagamu mehem, v'lo l'histora alayim, certainly not to lord over them. V'acha ken yiftach alo alokim, b'ashlama sabaisa, just as we said in number four. So I rely on Hashem to finish up and to have it get done. Kiva shekivein la'soso mehem, where he had this desire to indeed go do it. Kvimasha who wrote to Bomimenu, Achish Yasabe Volov, Hashem maneuvers that maybe it'll happen. Okay, the Beis HaMikdash is not happening now, but something will happen that'll show that you truly want that, and then you'll be able to get schar for it. So I'm trusting in Hashem that he knows what I really want, and he will produce the circumstances which would allow me to carry out that wanting, that desire, bepoil. It'll come out actually in the real world. But that depends on how pure my Chovos HaLevavos is, how pure my machshava is. Am I looking for someone else for approval? Am I looking at someone else who will hold of me? It's socially acceptable. Right? It puts me in a good place socially if I... If it comes about that it's happening. And here he says, "V'lizor kefi yecholto b'chol zeh," because you're involved with other people, you have to be very careful, lahastiro, to keep it a secret, mi she'ain tzorech lo lehodio. That's called a need-to-know basis. All the mitzvahs you do should be on a need-to-know basis. That's what he would like from us. You know, again, we a lot of us need the shelo lishma, the lo lishma angle. Okay? He's talking ideally the way it's supposed to be. Lastir meni shosach lelodia, without a need to know, ki biyoso nistar yescharo yoser godol mimashe yiye im yiye noda. That's what he says. You get more schar, because part of the schar is this pleasure you're getting from the accolades. Well, stop, I exaggerated, but people hold of you, people want to be your friend, and people... Now, what do you think about moschar? The answer is that moschar is always reflective that you became closer to Hashem, because the schar is your closeness to Hashem. So that's moschar. Moschar is the more shar yichud hamaisi you're doing, that's your whole goal post. So the most high you get, because the closer you are to Hashem, you did something and you didn't care about the maligim and the lizark v'yicholta b'chazel astiru mimin shenzok lo lodia ki biyoso nisto yischaro yoso godel b'mashiyim yenoda umash lo yuchal astiru, if you can't keep it a secret. So now you have your avodah cut out for you, because now that other people know about it, you are happy if they know about it. So you quickly have to apply bitachon to reiterate to yourself that no one can help you and no one can harm you if it's not Hashem's will. No one can do anything to you. So what's the point? What's the point of making that fellow hold of me? Ooh, maybe someday I'll need a job and he'll be in a position to put it my way. Maybe one day someone's going to ask him about a shidduch and he's going to have a high opinion of me. Maybe this, maybe that. And that's how we think. We think, I want that person to hold of me because a lot of contacts and you never know. He said, that's absurd. A Boteach Hashem doesn't think that way. A Boteach Hashem says, Hashem is going to send my way whatever's supposed to come my way. Whatever the channel ends up being, that's going to be the channel. Sometimes it's a normal channel, sometimes it's an abnormal channel, sometimes it's a weird channel, sometimes it's a funny channel, sometimes it's the weather channel. I'm just seeing if everybody's sleeping or not. Because it is hot in here. I am like struggling to stay up. So that's what he says. So, and this is the crux of number five. You know, if number four, it's a little hard to like sum it up. If number four sentence was, I'm relying, I apply bitachon that Hashem allow my bechira to materialize, then my sentence for number five is, I'm relying on Hashem that I have to spur myself on to rely on Hashem, that even though my mitzvah involves someone else, I really don't care if he knows about it, if she knows about it, if people know about it, because it's something that's out there, it's something that's begolui. Number four could have been, I'm in the privacy of my home. I don't have that nisayon. I'm davening. I'm fasting. I'm doing things just me. Once you involve other people, it's out in the public eye. People will know about it. And again, this is maybe unique to the Chavis HaLovis. This is classic, quintessential Chavis HaLovis. He doesn't want your mind, your avodas halavavos, to be sullied by things other than I'm doing it because it's Hashem's will. So if you have, a lot of people, maybe most people, maybe virtually all people, and maybe, you are. People in this room are. But other than the people in this room, it's very hard, to say to someone, do something anonymously. I'm very, I encourage that in the shul, and really, Baruch Hashem, it's really, I think it's remarkable how many people do things anonymously, and then they don't want people to know.
Isn't there an opinion though, if you do someone a favor, you should know, you should let them know, because it creates other...
Yes, very good, a good point. First of all, it's only that person, it's no one else. You don't have to get into the paper, you don't have to write a Mishpacha magazine article about it, tell him. And also, again, that's one point. Another point is, you made a very good point, and again, everything is Chavis HaLevavos. If your intention is that you want to create that Ahava V'Reyus, then that's fine. If your intention is that he should owe me one, because I did something for him, then you're not doing the Gemara. The Gemara means only with the right intention. So that would be a very tricky thing, again. And what the Chavis HaLevavos wants Bitachon applied here is because it's a Nisayon. It's a special Nisayon here, because if you think about people that are involved in many things and they're doing for the Tzibur and they're doing, you know, it's hard. Now, could we rush and do everything anonymously? It's not possible. First of all, maybe we're on the Madrega of Mitoch Shalol Lishma Bal Lishma, and we should be happy if we're motivated by the Shalol Lishma. I'm not taking away from what the Chavis HaLevavos is saying. I'm just making points that, first of all, maybe we need that. Maybe it's sad, but maybe a person has to know himself or herself. Maybe we need that. Number two is, there's always the element of people learning from you and getting inspired from you and doing it also. So you do your best, maybe every once in a while. Do like one thing a week, totally anonymously. No one knows about it. Not even your husband. Nobody. Not even you. So you say, my kids, I want my kids to know, it's chinuch. Okay, that's true, but I'm saying, take one or two things a week that taka no one knows. And, you know, you just feel Hashem knows, that's all. And I'm doing it for him. Because he wants it to happen, he wants it to... So that's what he says. And you have to redouble your bitachon muscle. You have to exercise your bitachon muscle. Because, he says, it's absurd. You know, you do a favor for someone because he's going to be in a position one day to do something for you. That's not a kosher thought for a Baal Bitachon. It's maybe a kosher thought for us. But it's not a kosher thought for a Baal Bitachon. The Baal Bitachon doesn't think that way. Hashem's going to give him what he's going to give him. We're not talking about basic hishtadlus. We're talking about, let me be nice to that person because in case I need a job someday, he'll throw it my way. In case I need this, in case I need a loan, in case I need a co-signer for a mortgage. You never know. And people always think like that. Who is it kedai for me to help? Who is it kedai for me to ingratiate myself? Who is it kedai for me to befriend? You know, you see a guy coming in, a chash, or a woman, you know, it's physical. I'm going to befriend her. She's new in the neighborhood. You have someone coming in that's dowdy and looks a little spaced out. And then we don't rush over so fast, maybe, to become friends with them. You know, because, okay. So, I don't want to depress anybody. This is a high madrega, but you're all worthy of high madrega. Like I said, if we do once or twice a week, we do something that no one knows about, that would be, like, amazing. And again, he's stressing because it's ridiculous to think that anyone's going to do anything for you. This is like a classic Bitachon 101. And when Hashem allows your bechira to materialize, you have to be so thankful, because this was entirely up to him. You're relying on Hashem, he's summing up now, you're relying on Hashem to carry out your good wishes. You get more schar, because something that actually happened in this world is worth more than something that's just a good thought. The doing is not up to you, but you enabled it by your original choice. So that's why you get moschar, so you should be dance. You should dance in the street. When you do a mitzvah, you thank Hashem that he allowed your bechira to materialize. So many things could have gone wrong. Well, Yismach, And don't be happy b'shabeach also b'nei yodam oleha. That's like really a high madrega, because he's not saying don't do it so that people should praise you. He's saying you should be unmoved by people's praise. I want to meet that person that's unmoved by people's praise. Shouldn't feel good. He says in Shar Yichud HaMaaseh that it's all the same to you if the people praise you or curse you. It should be all the same. You're like a rock. Doesn't matter. I don't care what that person thinks of me. Again, everything has to be qualified. And it's not really a qualification. If you hear it and you just say, okay, that's it. Some people, if they tell you you're doing something wrong, you should very much care what they think about you. Not because you care what they think about you, but because if they think you're doing something wrong, you should sit up and listen. Okay, val yachvos b'kvodem ba'avuro, you don't want their kavod. V'yivyehu zel his ghost b'maseihu, then you'll lose everything. You'll be puffed up proud of what you did. V'yafsid libo b'kavanoso le'lokim. V'yafsideu ma'aseihu. That's it. Down the drain. You did it because you want kavod. I said, I don't know if our actions would be down the drain. I don't know. I'm not Hashem's accountant. I've said many times. We're happy if we do things shelo lishma. Happy. But again, it has to be mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma. We're striving. That's why I say try once or twice a week to do something anonymously. So at least it means we're striving to get there. I will elaborate more about this in Shai Yichud HaMaaseh. This is exactly what Shai Yichud HaMaaseh is about. So number five is to apply bitachon, not to involve yourself. Since you're doing something that's by nature begolui, by nature public, so you have to take special pains not to do it for the accolade shabo, for the praise shabo, and even not praise that. People should hold of you. And you have, that's number one, the appliance of bitachon. And also that you shouldn't have to struggle with the idea that, oh, if I'm good to that person, maybe he'll pay me back someday, because that really is in loggerheads with bitachon. Okay, we'll stop here. A few, two announcements.